Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're back with Pep Talk with Meg. And our next guest this morning is Clark Merritt with the Port of Pensacola. Good morning, Clark.
Hey, Meg, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good so far. It's been a lively morning.
For a Tuesday, feels like a Monday for a holiday.
That is so true. Yeah. So I don't know a lot about Port of Pensacola, but I do have a confession. I got to know someone that is very involved over there in the leadership class from last year, Leadership 2024, my friend Matt.
Captain Matt Millstrup, retired Coast Guard captain. He is the port's pilot. He's the only pilot for the Port of Pensacola. And it's great to be on the show. I'll talk about Matt a little bit, but I like to get on here and we talk about the port for people who, like yourself, might not be familiar with what we do, because unlike the airport, of which is another city enterprise, the port's a city enterprise, City of Pensacola enterprise, you don't travel through the port.
Correct.
So we like to get out and tell people a little bit about what goes on behind the fence right there on downtown Pensacola. So it's great to be here. We're one of Florida's 16 deepwater ports, state-approved or authorized ports, and one of 10 that handle cargo.
So deep water, that's a very important distinction.
Absolutely.
I was reading up a little bit about last night, and I thought that's so interesting, because I never have thought about these things. Mm-hmm. And just where is the port exactly, like where it begins and ends? And when someone's driving on Bayfront to the left, talk just a little bit about the very basic things that maybe a listener like me may not know.
Absolutely. If you're driving down Main Street or Bayfront headed towards Main Street, the port is going to be on your left-hand side, the south side. Many of your listeners have probably been to the Fish House or Atlas.
Correct. Yes, right there.
That is Barracks Road. You turn right or turn left there or right, depending on which way you're going on Main Street or Bayfront, and you run right into the port. So that is the original, one of the original roads that lead into the port, way back in the turn of the century time frame.
And I read too that this port started in what, the 1700s? I mean, initially right after the settlement?
Absolutely. So what we try to explain, around 1754.
That was amazing to me. I would have guessed maybe the 1930s or something.
Yeah, the first. No.
You know, so.
Pensacola was founded because it's a naturally deep water, protected deep harbor.
Mm-hmm.
So ships could get in, sailing ships could get in through the pass out there by Fort Pickens, and then be protected by the barrier island, which was very important back in the day.
Of course.
And sail all the way, you know, pretty far in to pretty much where downtown Pensacola is, and load and unload cargo.
And that makes it very unique, the deep water aspect.
We are. I mean, we're the oldest port in Florida.
Oh, no kidding.
And we have, you know, we've the city has grown up around the port. And that is one of our issues that we have to deal with. We have to be a good neighbor with downtown Pensacola. I mean, we're really only 55 acres. And for a major port, you know, many ports are several hundred acres, 3,000, 4,000 acres, big container ports.
Mm-hmm.
But the Port of Pensacola, our specialty is high-value break bulk cargo and bulk cargo, to include like bulk cement that comes in from one of our tenants, CEMEX.
Mm-hmm.
They import that from Mexico, and it's used for concrete manufacturing here in the local area, and it's also used for import. So we import about 300,000-400,000 tons of that a year.
Wow.
And GE Wind Energy products, GE Vernova, with their big wind energy facility that's off of Scenic Highway. Many have probably been trapped behind those big 12-axle trailers on Scenic Highway.
Yes, I live over there, so I've seen those.
Exactly. So they're on their way to and from the port, historically. We can store those completed nacelles and other components at the port because there's not a lot of storage space up at the GE factory. So they've been a user of the port for probably the last 18 years, as has CEMEX.
Wow, that's amazing.
Exactly. So back to what Matt does. So
my buddy Matt.
There you go. So Captain Millstrup, he's a state-certified licensed pilot. Like I said, he's the only one. And it's a state law that deep draft vessels that weigh over a certain amount, over a certain tonnage, need to have a licensed pilot on board when they're entering or exiting the harbor. And what it does, back in the days before GPS and other ways to navigate, the local harbor pilot was an expert on the waters. because you don't want those ships running aground or running into other vessels, et cetera. That they basically act as a pilot, you know, and they guide the ship in and out safely. So it is a state law that you have that pilot.
Now, I'm just curious, is our area, is that considered a difficult to navigate area, or is it kind of smooth sailing, so to speak, or is it something that you really got to know the terrain?
It's a fairly short transit from the Gulf of Mexico, where the pilot will meet at the first sea buoy out there a couple miles out in the Gulf of Mexico,
right?
And then bring that vessel all the way into the port. It's a quick transit for ports along the Gulf of Mexico, and there's no overhead obstructions. There's no bridges or anything that you have to worry about, like the Baltimore accident that happened about, you know, 5-6 months ago.
That was devastating, too.
Correct. And so, is it difficult? I think everyone is tricky. Matt could probably attest to that. but we have an excellent safety record. He also guides in the Navy vessels that are going to NAS Pensacola.
Oh, okay.
So he services the military bases here as well. So,
oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is your role there, Clark?
I'm the director. So the director of the Port of Pensacola. I have been the director about a little over 3.5 years now. I've been at the port about 7 years and worked. I was deputy director and became director, like I said, back when Mayor Robinson was in.
Right.
And then now I'm serving under Mayor Reeves and his administration. And it's fun. We have a great team there. We have, you know, we have over 20 users at the Port of Pensacola.
Wow.
Yep. 20 different businesses, all conducting different things. And we act as a landlord port operator. Okay. So we are managing the facilities, and we ensure that the berths are open and safe and trucks can get in and out.
Wow.
We also manage the security of the facility. So think airports, ports, Same type of deal. That's what we deal with on a daily basis.
It sounds somewhat overwhelming to me, but it sounds like there's a lot of coming and going and a lot of different things you have to keep track of, and deliveries and storage and all of that. That's pretty extraordinary.
It's a lot of activity. It's a lot of couple hundred people out there working any one day. When we have a vessel in with cargo being unloaded, that can be a 24-hour evolution.
So what's the most challenging thing?
For us, the most challenging is probably the coordination of all the different activities, honestly, because of our size, because we're really handicapped with our space utilization. We have approximately 400,000 square feet of warehouse space that we also manage. So it's a little bit of a shell game. You have to sometimes make sure that this truck or this cargo is not interfering with the operations of someone else.
That sounds very complicated to me. It sounds like a lot of work.
Nope, you could pick it up. Trust me. If I've been there this long, you would far exceed me.
All right. We're here talking on Pep Talk with Clark Merritt, who is the director over at Port of Pensacola. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have questions for Clark about Port of Pensacola, you can text those or call in at 850-437-1620. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Beadmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires 2 lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk with Meg. I have Clark Merritt here with us. He's the director at Port of Pensacola. And Clark, we did get a question from one of our listeners.
Great.
The question is, my nephew is interested in being a harbor pilot when he grows up. So how does he go about doing that?
Excellent question.
Yeah.
That's a great question. So, I wish Matt Milstrup was here to discuss that further, because he kind of, you know, he had a long career in the Coast Guard.
Mm-hmm.
The port being such a unique port, Pensacola, we typically only have one pilot. So Matt became interested in it because he was rolling out of his active duty Coast Guard job and wanted to stay local or live in Pensacola area. And so he started actually doing ride-alongs with the existing captain
that
we had. Captain McGee was his name.
Almost like an apprentice in a way.
Almost like an apprentice.
Or an intern.
And so, right. So there's a building block approach. You have to, by state law, you have to go through a training track,
mm-hmm.
and you have to get, 2 years of ride-alongs.
Oh, that's a lot. Anyone.
First, you have to get accepted into whatever port it is that mm-hmm. you're doing it, and the ports are very competitive. It can be a very, very lucrative field. The harbor pilots in Houston, for example, can make $500,000 a year. So think airline pilot flying, you know, the Concorde or 747.
Wow.
It's a very closed group as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to work your way in like a tradesman or a journeyman and build in. And there has to be a spot open for you when you hear about these other ports that might have 20 or 30 pilots. So with Pensacola, the smaller ports, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But be interested in the maritime community. You need your tonnage licenses.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are there licenses?
Yeah.
And then the education track. Is there a degree that would support this?
Right. I don't believe so. I think more of becoming a mate or first mate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's always the Merchant Marine Academies. There's the service academies as well. If you become a surface warfare officer in the Navy, you know, you're going to pick up some of those skills. It takes a lot of work and a lot of research to find your path. So
when you're on that track, about how many years would it take to where you're in Matt's position?
It took him 2 years before he was, I believe 2 years before he was actually eligible
mm-hmm.
to apply and take the state test. So there's a pretty detailed, arduous state test that you have to take that's governed by the pilot board,
mm-hmm.
which is their own self-regulating group with state involvement. So there's a lot to it. It's again, think of an airline pilot and all that person goes through. It's similar to what the pilots will go through.
Well, I would think that hands-on experience was critical, because of whatever port you're in, everyone's going to be different in terms of navigating
sure,
in
sure.
the water and all
and
of that.
And it's a strenuous job. I mean, you are going out. You're not just going out when you're going to the beach with 85 degrees and, you know, nice sunny weather. They
mm-hmm.
go out. They can go out 24 hours a day in the dark, in the pitching seas of, you know, 3 to 4 foot seas out in the Gulf of Mexico, and they have to climb a ladder to get into the vessel. It's not like you just walk aboard like a cruise ship. And then if he's taking the ship out, then he's got to get off that onto a much smaller boat, a 30-foot, 35-foot pilot boat that runs him to and from the ship. And, you know, it can be harrowing. And pilots have lost their lives before.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, not to make light of the situation.
You lost me at ladder.
Right, right.
You mentioned earlier that you had, I would love to know a little bit about the statistics. You said you had some numbers, and I would love to hear those.
I just want to bring this up briefly. Thanks, Meg. So what do ports mean for the entire state of Florida? Like I mentioned, we're one of the 10 cargo ports that handle, 10 deep water ports in the state of Florida that handle cargo. But just in the wrap up of 2023 numbers, ports in the state of Florida had direct and indirect job contributions of 900,000 people.
Wow.
Yep.
And
a total
huge
economic value of $117 billion, which equates to 13.3% of Florida's gross domestic product.
That's amazing.
It really is amazing. In 2023, the state moved 114 million tons. So that equates to 228 million pounds of cargo. Now, that includes fuel. That includes pieces, parts. That also includes containers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's a lot of movement back and forth. Now, most of that tonnage was in liquid bulk. So many people might not know, but all the fuel that gets into Central Florida comes in by vessel or barge.
I did not know that.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Vast majority. That's why when the hurricane hit Tampa here recently,
mm-hmm.
the port of Tampa Bay was shut down. They couldn't get the fuel in. So that is always a critical component of the revitalization or after a hurricane, is making sure the fuel can get in.
So that's one of the first priorities, I would imagine.
Absolutely. FDOT. That's why the governor has FHP escorts for tankers.
Sure.
And the vessel traffic is priority as well to get the ports back open. So you can get the fuel in.
So the fuel is one of the critical supplies that you bring in. What else? What are some of the other things?
So
you mentioned the cement. You mentioned the bulk items.
Yep. Cement. Now for us us.
For you, yeah. For Pensacola.
For us, our two biggest cargoes are the bulk cement that comes in and our GE products.
Gotcha.
That's really it. Yep.
So those are those big things you just mentioned that we see on the trailers.
Absolutely. Now, one other component that we don't talk about or we don't have here in Pensacola, but it's big for the state, is cruise passengers. In the end of 2023, the state moved, or the cruise ports moved 19 million passengers on and off the ship.
What's the busiest port for cruises? Would that be Fort Lauderdale, Miami?
It's actually Miami.
Miami, okay.
Yep, Miami, followed by Canaveral. Canaveral, which is, just south of Jackson. Port Canaveral, Cape Canaveral for the space folks out there. And then Everglades, Port Everglades.
Okay. We are talking with Clark Merritt, who is the director at Port of Pensacola on Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance, for some much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with a 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and we're talking with Clark Merritt, who's the director at the Port of Pensacola. So I have a question for you, Clark, because I come across that three-mile bridge a lot, and I'll be looking out towards the port, and sometimes it looks like Christmas out there with all the lights and the ships. There is a big ship I noticed just the other day that's there. What is that? It's been there for a while.
That is the USNS, United States Naval Ship. It's a government-owned ship. Button is the name.
Button?
The Button, B-U-T-T-O-N.
Okay.
Named for a gentleman named Mr. Button. Actually, I think he was a sergeant in World War II, I believe.
So it's not, do you remember the comic Red Buttons? Wasn't there Red Buttons?
Yeah.
That was the name?
I think.
Something like that.
but that ship has been in port for several months, and we'll be here through February, we think. And we have another tenant on board called Offshore Inland Marine.
Okay.
And they have experienced welders, fitters, tradesmen who do repairs to vessels. And so the Button came in, she had some engine room damage, and so Offshore Inland has a contract where they are working various repair jobs on that ship. So she's a little over 700 feet, a large vessel.
I mean,
yes.
And it's very lit up at night.
It
looks beautiful, actually.
Yes, she is. And she's a cargo ship. So her role is to go out and to resupply the carrier battle groups or the battle groups that are overseas. So she'll actually steam with them and move cargo to the combatant ships. So nice to have her here and to highlight the work that Offshore Inland's doing.
So real quickly, why are you calling her a she?
Vessels are always called she's. They're always called ladies.
I just was curious.
I should have looked that up.
I was just wondering. I mean, I've heard people say that my whole life. And as you were talking about this giant ship, and I thought, that's interesting. We'll have to do that next time you're on. We'll have to look that up for me.
Yeah,
the history of that.
The port world is full of terminology that is very unique to the port world.
Yes, it's true.
Like the book we use to charge people is called The Tariff. It's called a tariff, right? So nowadays people think of tariffs maybe as a negative connotation.
Like a tax of
but
some
for
kind,
us,
yeah.
It's a way for us to charge for our services.
Right.
So it's just kind of funny. And
I'm gonna charge you with bringing that information next time.
I will be happy to do that.
Thank you again. You've been listening to Pep Talk with Clark Merritt. He's the director at Port of Pensacola. So interesting. And it's amazing what they do to support our community every single day. So when you drive by, give them a wave next time.
Absolutely.
Thanks. You've been listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Thanks, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Some big parking announcements made here in the last hour by Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. We'll tell you about that right after Fox News at 11:03.
Trump case in limbo. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A New York judge postpones a decision on whether to toss out the president-elect's criminal conviction for falsifying business records.
A jury convicted the president-elect in May on charges of falsifying business records related to a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels in 2016. The option to dismiss follows the Supreme Court's ruling that presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution.
Fox's Brooke Singman, last week's election results prompting another defense argument for dismissal. Judge Judge Juan Marchand delaying a ruling to next Tuesday. Sentencing is currently scheduled for later this month. Sources telling Fox News President-elect Trump plans to nominate South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to head Homeland Security and to tap Senator Marco Rubio to be his Secretary of State, but no announcement yet. A day before an Oval Office meeting with the president-elect, President Biden is meeting today with Israel's president, who will also reportedly meet with Trump UN ambassador pick, New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. One day before jury selection was set to begin, the man accused of killing a Georgia nursing student asks the judge to hear the case, waiving his right to a jury trial.
Jose Ibarra is charged with murdering Lakin Riley. The Augusta State University nursing student was found near running trails after her friend reported she'd failed to return from a morning jog in February. Ibarra was charged with malice, murder, felony murder, assault, kidnapping, tampering with evidence, and hindering an emergency call. He is from Venezuela, and while he entered the country illegally, he was allowed to stay to pursue his immigration case.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The indictment says Ibarra had peered into the window of a university apartment on the day of the murder, so he also faces a peeping Tom charge. The defense had tried unsuccessfully in this case for a change of venue, and again today, they waived a right to a jury trial, asking the judge to hear it instead. America is listening to Fox News.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself,